Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Julia Hinckley, and I was calling because somebody's taken my money out, and when I talked to Chauncey, she said that it was for a sweepstakes, and I have not done anything for a sweepstakes. She said it was a sweepstakes for a KitchenAid. I have KitchenAid. I don't know why I would need another one. So I would like to know who's taking money out and what's going on here, because I have not ordered this.
Okay, so that I can best assist, if I can please have your zip code and first and last name.
59405. Julia Hinckley.
Okay.
J-U-L-I-A. H-I-N-K-L-E-Y.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Hinckley. And one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, I'm still accessing information. Pardon me. And for security purposes, please verify your address.
602 Carroll Drive, Great Falls, Montana.
Okay, thank you so much, and please verify your email.
Is JULS_Hinckley6104@yahoo.com.
Thank you, and please verify your phone number.
Area code 541-212-9375.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. Excuse me, I've gotten an account located that shows your name, address, email, and phone number. It is showing a canceled account for the sweepstake offer for the KitchenAid product, whatever type of KitchenAid product it is. And normally,
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I have no clue. I use a KitchenAid mixer. So
normally with these, individuals complete surveys is what I've seen mostly. We don't send the surveys out. We're the call center. But they usually start with surveys. And it shows initially that $5.74 was paid. That was entry into the sweepstake. But when the individual accepts the offer, per terms and conditions, it comes with a shopping store membership. That's what the $67.32 is. And I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I didn't accept. I didn't do any of that, and I didn't accept anything.
Okay, ma'am. Have you checked with anyone at your household since it shows an IP address for a device from your address there in Great Falls, Montana?
I have several people. I had my daughter's friend, one of her friends, in on my computer to fill out a resume, or that's what she said.
Okay, well, it does indicate and show an IP address for a device from your used at your address there in Great Falls, Montana. Excuse me. The account
I wonder
itself is canceled, so there's no more shopping store membership with today's effective date. It's canceled. I can provide you with a courtesy for the $67.32 if you already reported that as a charge that you didn't do to anyone besides the merchant.
I've talked to my bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talked to this Chauncey, because the bank told me to call you guys.
Okay, why did the bank tell you to call us here?
Because I'm disputing the payment.
Okay, have you already disputed with them and they told you to call and cancel it?
No. They called and asked me, or they told me to call you guys and ask you if you could refund the money. If you guys didn't want to work with me on that, then they will dispute it. So I'd have to call them back.
Well, it's best to allow us to refund it, because if they verify this information and it shows 100% of your information and they ask for IP address, this is not something that's considered as fraud. Or it doesn't look as something that's considered as fraud because it shows all of your information here. We'll get you refunded for the $67.32. It shows that that was billed on December the 18th.
Okay, because it came out of my account on the 20th.
Yeah, that's possible. Usually it can post a day or so after.
What about the previous $5.74?
Usually those are not refundable. Those are entries into the sweepstake. It shows the same IP address.
Okay.
Were you contesting that also?
I was. I'm just not going to let nobody use my computer, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. If you can please hold the line and I'll get you refunded. Can you please hold for me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. All right, I do thank you for holding, ma'am. On the recorded line, you've been refunded the $5.74 that shows was billed on December 14th as entry into the Kitchen 8 sweepstake. Also, you've been refunded in full the $67.32 that was shown billed as a shopping store membership on December 18th. They will post back as two individual credits in 3 to 5 business days. And the confirmation number is
okay.
The letter R.
563-379-579-516.
Yes, ma'am.
And your name again?
Is Rachel.
Rachel. Okay.
All right, ma'am, there is no more membership. Is there anything else?
No, I think that is everything. I appreciate your time and your help.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support. You please enjoy the rest of your evening.
And you do the same. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.